Last year on UWL's campus, there were 2,000 laptops, phones, and other devices that relied on a wireless network. This year, there's more than twice as many. The school's information technology services did prepare for the increase by adding 300 wireless access points and upgrading infrastructure over the summer. In the first week of classes, people experienced a slow network and their devices suddenly lost connection. But it's not because there are more iPads or computers. It's because there are more wireless printers and game controllers. Also, people are bringing their own routers and setting them up in dorm rooms and offices. Dr. Mohammed El-Hindi is UWL's ITS Assistant Vice Chancellor and Chief Information Officer. He says those extra devices are creating interference in the wireless network.
My laptop's supposed to connect to the university wireless network. So if you have a printer, and that printer is create a wireless network in the side of it, then it become a little bit strong, and it will try to reduce the effectiveness or the signal effectiveness of our wireless network.
So UWL is asking people to turn off their wireless printers, to not use outside routers, and not to create wireless hotspots with their PCs or phones. El-Hindi says all universities are currently dealing with this problem, but most end up creating policies, not allowing certain devices. He says UWL wants to see if people will comply before outright banning them. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.